The four P's that make up InCopy are parallel workflow, page visualization, editorial productivity, so there's that P, and portability. By parallel workflow, what I mean is that editors slash writers can work on the editorial content, the written content, at the same time that the layout designer, the page designer, can be working on the layout. They actually are sharing the same document, the same file, and each one is able to do their particular task without stepping over each other. The InDesign InCopy workflow manages this check-in and check-out process through something called the assignments feature. What this lets you do is control which person has the rights to edit a particular section of a document. Both sides of the equation get notified when a particular, you know, file is checked out. You get notified when it's checked back in. So it allows parallel workflow. People can be working in tandem without having to wait for design changes and for copy changes to come back in. So that really speeds up production and reduces time to market. The page visualization piece, that's what separates an InCopy InDesign workflow from something like a Word in InDesign workflow, meaning the writer and the editor can write in context of the designer's layout. So we have the layout view inside InCopy, also the galley view. Both of those two views provide the visual context to the writer and the editor so they can actually see how what they're writing is fitting into the actual context of the design. Editorial productivity, that's all about editorial shortcuts that are found in older, you know, word processing applications or writing applications, things like text macros and tons of keyboard shortcuts and whatnot. This is the set of features that are specific to InCopy that aren't necessarily found inside InDesign, mainly because the person using InCopy is typically not the layout designer. So they're feature specific to that role. Portability is this fourth P, the idea of email-based assignment. In the early days of InCopy, you know, the idea was that you would set up a central server and your assignments would go to, you know, the server and people would be checking things in and out of that. One of the things that we realized was that not every freelancer, let's say, has access to get behind a firewall of a corporation. So you may not want to expose your network to external workers, or you just might want to have a lighter weight infrastructure. So the idea of an email-based assignment is that from within InDesign, you can package up an InCopy assignment into an InCopy package file. And then that can be emailed to your writer who's using InCopy. When they receive this single packaged file, InCopy can unzip it, unpackage it. You get your work, you do your assignment, you do your editing, whatever. When you're all done, you package it back up and send it back to the InDesign person. And then the InDesign person can unpack that, and everything gets fit back together the way it should be.
What all is in that pack?
Basically, the individual assignment files.
Yes.
What you see on the receiving end is just a single file. So the receiver of a package doesn't really have to be exposed to the guts of what's inside it. But basically, every assignment is an InCopy assignment file with all the various parts inside the content folder.
And that works cross-platform, so if as I see, you're on a Mac, you send me one, and I'm
absolutely
on a PC.
Absolutely. So it's really meant for the people that, you know, the smaller work group, which doesn't have, say, an editorial workflow system like a K4 or a Woodwing-type solution. They don't have the budget for, you know, that kind of workflow system. So this is a way to enable portability, where you have this ability to work very fluidly with freelancers in a kind of a more lightweight environment.